Chapter 50. The car slowed down and turned. Gravel crunched beneath the tires, and Carrie's heart began to pound hard at the base of her throat. No one was ever taken to a remote area against their will for any good reason. She tried the phone again, but still she had no signal, and her battery was starting to run low. The case of the phone had cracked when she had broken the plastic light cover. Hands shaking, she turned it off and stuck it into the front pocket of her jeans once more. The tail of her shirt would hide the outline of it, as long as she was wearing a shirt. The car rolled to a halt. She had no weapon. Her physical strength, even with adrenaline fueling it, would be no match for a man bent on harming her. The car rocked as the driver got out. Her breath held tight in her lungs as she waited for the trunk to unlock, waited for the sudden blinding light as the lid opened, waited to finally see the face of her captor. But the trunk didn't open. A car door opened again, but no one got in. Carrie wondered where the hell she was. There was no traffic noise at all, no sound of human voices. All she could hear was the very faint squawking of geese flying south for the winter. She wished for their freedom, and thanked God that at least she wasn't hearing the sound of a shovel digging a shallow grave.